Welcome to 5 from Overdrive, the show that features the top 5 headlines from our daily email newsletter. And now, here's our host.
Hello, this is James Gillette, and welcome to today's edition of 5 from Overdrive. Before the news, a thank you to our sponsor, U.S. Express. U.S. Express is looking for new drivers and wants you to apply. Visit usexpress.com to learn more about its great benefits package. If you're looking for a new job, give U.S. Express a look. Now, the news. The Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association has petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the group's case against the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's cross-border trucking pilot program with Mexico. A federal court in July ruled in FMCSA's favor in the case, saying the cross-border program could continue. OIDA and the Teamsters brought the suit due to what it said amounted to lack of qualifications of Mexican drivers in the program, as they had not been issued commercial driver's licenses by a U.S. state. OIDA's other case against the cross-border program, which alleged Mexican drivers were not held to the same safety and health standards as U.S. drivers, was also struck down by the same three-judge panel. OIDA hopes to hear back from the Supreme Court regarding its case by the end of the month. Overdrive reader M. Rick Richards has asked the million-dollar question regarding the House bill introduced last week that would roll back the clock on the hours of service changes that went into effect July 1st. Are they pandering to us and they know it won't get passed? Richards posed the question on Overdrive's Facebook page last week when news of the bill's creation began making the rounds. He may well have a point. The standalone bill's introduction isn't the first time such a moratorium was attempted by Hannah and others to be put in place pending study results. All the same, for supporters of the effort, the time is now to make known to members of Congress your support. For bill supporters, key to convincing lawmakers to sign the effort may well be showing the economic impact of the new rule. The bill number is H.R. 3413, also known as the True Safety Act. Another Overdrive reader, Gordon Alkire, wrote this: contact your legislators and tell them how it affects you and give them an alternate idea on how to fix it. Moonlight Express has become the 11th company this year to receive an imminent hazard out-of-service order from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, effectively shutting down the Cherryville, North Carolina-based five-truck fleet. FMCSA says an investigation in the company last month showed the company and its owner, Rocky Lee Brown, did not comply with a wide array of federal regulations, including upkeeping its vehicles and giving drivers drug and alcohol tests. This year alone, FMCSA has issued 11 imminent hazard out-of-service orders to trucking companies and 10 out-of-service orders to CDL holders, blocking them from operating in interstate commerce. In order to avoid income tax penalties assessed in 2015 for not having coverage throughout any portion of 2014, you'll need to enroll in a qualified health plan by February 15th to begin coverage March 1st. Open enrollment for the exchanges runs this year through March, but if you're uninsured for any portion of 2014 following March 1st, you'll pay some penalty for that period come tax time. In addition to state and federal government-run exchanges for the purchase of insurance, two driver-specific resources are in the works today. The Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association's Healthcare Exchange will connect members to plans offered through three insurers at various levels. OIDA's Kerry Russell says longtime members of OIDA's self-insured major medical plan will have to be absorbed into one of the exchange plans the association offers. The Healthy Trucking Association of America also has resources available, along with its truckermarketplace.com website that acts as a driver-focused portal towards plans or assistance with health insurance broadly. The national average price for a gallon of on-highway diesel fell again in the week ended November 4th. Dropping 1.3 cents to $3.86 a gallon, according to the Department of Energy's Energy Information Administration. The week-to-week drop continues a near two-month-long drop in the on-highway price of diesel, as the average price has fallen every week since the week ended September 16th, save for the week ended October 1st, which saw no week-to-week change. Prices also dropped in all regions nationally in the U.S., led by a 2.5 cent drop in California, which also still has the nation's most expensive diesel, $4.09 a gallon. The Gulf Coast region has the country's cheapest diesel at $3.77. And now, our question of the week. Has the hours of service rule change impacted you, fewer miles, less income, or have they worked out for you? We want to know. Give us a call at 530-40-VOICE to tell us what you think.
Thanks again for joining us for today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. If you've got something to say, want to answer a question, or just want to let us know what you think about a story, give us a call at 530-40-VOICE. That's 530-40-VOICE. Or give us a shout-out on Twitter using the hashtag OVDRadio. We'll pick some of the best comments to read or listen to on air. So with that, we're signing out with today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. Stay safe out there.